from when do you start mentioning Gvuras Gushami in this Machi Ruach Amorid HaGeshem? Rabbi Lezer Rami Yontav Rishon Shulchag. Rabbi Lezer says, from the first day of Yontav, from first day of Sukkos, right? Rabbi Shua Rami Yontav Achron, from the last day of Sukkos. Rabbi Shua said, Hol Vein Gushami Mesimam Brocha Bechag. Hey, if it rains on Sukkos, it ain't such a good sign. Lama Masker, why you want to mention Machi Ruach Amorid HaGeshem? Rabbi Lezer said, Afu Eino Oimer Elo Machi Ruach Amorid HaGeshem Bonoso. He says, I'm not asking for rain. I'm just mentioning the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at a time when it might rain. So Rabbi Yeshua countered, Armeloni, Kein Lo Elam Yeh Maskev, if that's the case. Why only in this winter? Mention the summer as well. If you're not asking for it, just praising God, so you can praise God about the rain a year round. That's the end of the conversation to record. The Mishnah is going to continue with the Gemara. Time Rabbi Lezer. Now, first Rabbi Lezer begins, he says, Ayidei Sharbos Hamini Malo L'Gedei Malamayim. Because the arba minim, so you know the lulav etc., grow with water, lafichaim b'im praklitin l'mayim. They are therefore supplicants or advocates for water, and therefore it's proper to say mashiv ruach min hageshem at the time when you hold the arba minim in your hand. It seems, although my memory of Tainus is quite poor, but it seems that this reason is also in the Bavli, but from the Mesoros Hashas. But the next reason I do not believe is davrach, another interpretation, b'shoshah even b'shamishes rabo. When a servant serves his master, works called tzorko or taken out begilin Ephraim, but that doesn't really matter. When he serves him fully, who tovei a prosim manner, then you can demand reward. In other words, here you are displaying what a wonderful servant you are. This is a good time to start talking about rain. Rabbi Yeshua said, V'alo Mishosha Evan Mishamish Rabba called Tzorko. The Gilead Ephraim took it out before because here, Rabbi Yeshua, it's much more apropos. After a servant has completely finished the task, meaning after Sukkot is over, the Ruach Rabba Noichemenu, and God is here, the master here, God, is satisfied with him, then Utovei Parnas Asimimenu, then you demand your wages. In other words, in the middle of the task, you don't demand your wages. After you complete the task, you demand your wages. What's your task? Lulav. When can you demand your wages for it? After you've completed it. When's that? Shemini Atzeres. Okay, that's Rabbi Shul's perspective. Tani Rabbi Lezer may mishas netilas lulav. From the time you take the lulav, you demand, which is the first thing you mentioned. Rabbi Shul may mishas netilas, from the time you put it down. From the time you put it down. Al daite in the hodin, it should be Brisa, not Basraya. According to this Brisa, he dited Rabbi Lezer Kadmaisa, Rabbi Lezer's opinion on Mishnah, the previous statement, he dited Kachraisa's statement over here, and the Brisa, the subsequent statement, they're both, they are compatible, because he says you mentioned from the first day Yotif. However, Mechavashi Tassi Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua is a contradiction. Tam and Uloimer, in the Mishnah it says, Mishi Yotif Ra'achron, from last day Yotif. But here it says, from the time he puts it down, what day does he put it down?
Last day of Sukkos.
Hoshana Rabbah. So let's start saying, Mashi Ruach Min HaGeshem, from the morning of Hoshana Rabbah. From Musaf of Hoshana Rabbah, day earlier. Ramon said, you can't do that. Shkol Yom Kosher Lulav. The entire day is okay for Lulav. You get to mitzvah Lulav till nightfall. So it says, okay, fine. But V'yaskim Riberev, let's start mentioning Mashi Ruach Min HaGeshem of Shmini Atzeres night. Ay, what is the Gemara answer? Let's call Amot Amon. Not everybody comes to Shul Yontif night. Hazoi Shteit. It's an old problem. V'yaskim V'shachris. So let's start in the morning. Now, the Yerushalmi does not answer that people come in the middle of laning. That it doesn't say here. Okay, please note. Avu Savor. It's always refreshing to go to my in-laws and see in Detroit how the other half lives, you know, the good old young Israel minig of coming in about Revi or Chamishi in the middle of laning. I don't know if you have that in the shuls that you attend, but it's tried and true.
Do they have a Kiddush club?
Never noticed a Kiddush club before, because I don't go out during the Haftorah. But this time they were lingering, and they even have a Pesach Kiddush club there. I think that's a Madrega, because that means, you know. All right, even when you don't get the single malt, you're still going out there. Somebody, you know what I heard there? There's a website.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned it. Maybe mentioned here.
Bill Cantor.
Bill Cantor mentioned it?
Yeah.
Did I hear in my presence was that?
As I remember, he said www.kiddishclub.org. Yeah, there's www.kiddishclub.org or .com, I don't know. Well, single malt liquors, right. Yeah.
They actually have such a club at Oratorio. They had taste testings of single malts.
Yeah.
After learning, there's a Gamarshi after the early Minion.
Uh-huh.
So after the early Shear, they would have taste testings.
Uh-huh. So all this is not mentioned here, the Gemara, the reason why we don't say it in Shacharis. But the thing is interesting, whether what the Yerushalmi answers. Of course, Sover Shema Yizkir Mi Ba'erev. If you come in the morning, a guy comes, didn't come last night, he comes in this morning, they're saying, Mashi Baruch Mi Nageshem, Shacharis. He thinks, oh, I must have missed it last night. Because he doesn't know when they actually started. So therefore, Vuhavi Matker, and let me start from the beginning line again. Afusavar is going to think Shemi Skirmi Berev that maybe they mentioned last night Vuave Matkir, and he would next year, of course, not this year. He would next year when he didn't come to shul again Shemini Atzeres night, he would say Mashi Baruch Mina Geshem at home. So we came with Duchami Londulo Matkri and Mikad Mesa, but now the way we have it arranged that we don't mention in Shacharis, but we mention Bachrei, so we mention in Musaf, the last prayer of the day, of the morning, Afliya Deshlo Yiskim Rerev, he knows that they didn't mention the night before. Am Rabbi Chia Bar Moria Hachin Avoy Rabbi Yoin Avi Chavoy Bey. Rabbi Chia Bar Moria told Raimona, who just made the statement about the reason I don't say Roshan Rav is because the entire day is kosher for Lulav, and once it's pushed off the Shmini Atzeres this morning. He said, your father, Rabbi Yoina, also said the same thing while he was alive. Rabbi Chagai B'Shem Rabbi Pados says, also Yochid L'Haskei Atchiaskei Shleach Tzibur. Now this is a whole can of worms here. Rabbi Chagai Nei Rabbi Pados says, it's forbidden to mention until the Shleach Tzibur says, Mashi Ruch Min HaGeshem. Now the thing is, the Karban Eda says that from this we have the minhag that the Shliach Tzibur actually announces, or the Gabbai announces before Shmon Esrei, Musaf Mashi Baruch Mi Nageshem. From this line in the Gemara, because it says Ad Sheyaskei Shliach Tzibur, but it doesn't seem that way. I don't think that that's really the case from the context of the rest of the Gemara. The Pnei Moshe says it's a more generic kind of statement. It means that you cannot decide on your own volition to do it earlier in the day. In fact, this is not referring to the achroza made, but rather when the tzibur as a community does it, meaning from the time that you daven musaf, right? If you're by yourself, or yachid, you're not in shul, you don't even have, say you don't have the parameter, porish min tzibur, you still shouldn't start saying it earlier in the day. Okay, only when the tzibur begins, denoted here by the shliach tzibur, which is in the afternoon. Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Levi took that literally. He said, "B'Shliach Tzibur Adover Tolui." Does it have to do with the Shliach Tzibur? So Amar Rabbi Mona Kukumi Rabbi Chagai. Rabbi Mona said in front of Rabbi Chagai, "Mao Polik." Does Rabbi Simon argue? No, it sounds like Rabbi Simon is asking a question, and if he wants to argue, does he actually argue? Amar Leilo. No, he said it's not really Machlokas. Da the Atamar, that which you say. B'shliach tzibur adover toli, that's contingent on the shliach tzibur, like Rabbi Chagai said, name Rabbi Pados. Yochid im rotz lahazkir maskir betau. He says that if an individual wants to mention, he can mention tau, morid ato. V'dod da'atomer also the yochid, in other words, I read it with the wrong inflection. He said, "B'shliach tzibur adover toli." That's contingent on shliach tzibur. That's so about if you want to say morid atol, meaning, let's say it's Pesach when we switch to morid atol. So morid atol, you're entitled to say before the shliach tzibur begins to say it, right? In fact, you're entitled theoretically to say, as we will find out, morid atol the entire year. You're aware of that, right? Morid atol, you can say. Even in the winter, you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. So Morid Atol, you can begin on your own initiative even before the Chazan announces Morid Atol. That's Rabbi Simon's perspective. When he said, is it Toli and Shliach Tzibur? What he meant is Morid Atol, you could start saying any time, right? as opposed to dod that Torah, which says also Yochi Lahaskir, that's forbidden taker for Yochi to mention on Shiasku Shliya Tibor. That's talking about big Yashem. Sorry about on Sukkot time. So Marachi Baruch Min HaGeshem, we never make earlier than the Shliya Tibor says, and that's therefore why a Yochi cannot say it on his own, because it can pinch on the Tibor. Whereas Moreh Atol, anybody can say any year. In other words, if I got up tomorrow morning, instead of saying, well, tomorrow morning is actually something, if I had gotten up any day in the middle of Teves and said Moreh Atol, so it's perfectly fine. That's legitimate. So therefore, I can start saying I'm an onishtim Moreh Atol whenever I really want.
So why do we have a minhag Sukkot time of singing 90 times the song Mashi Baruch Hashem Ri'ei Gosher?
You're a blot too early. We're getting there, okay? Just a minute. So common a few minutes. Common litzleisa. Now, when they get up to daven, the shtilah shmon esrei, the song shmon esrei, it's kamishi is kir shliach tzibur. It's as if the shliach tzibur announced. Which is an interesting thing. The Mech HaMayim, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Yerushalmi says that he holds that Kamon Litzleisa, even though literally means they just got up to daven, that means that we're supposed to announce before the silent Shmoneh Esrei, when in fact our minhag comes from. Our minhag is indeed to announce in Shul Mashi Baruch Mi Nagashim before the silent Shmoneh Esrei on Shmini Atzeres, and that's where it comes from. But there are many Rishonim, the Rosen Shul Rishonim here in the back brings out the many Rishonim who hold it that it means differently. It means, one says that it means that if you come to shul and say, if you come to shul late and they're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you don't know if they meant started saying Mashi Baruch Mi Nagashim, you could assume that they did. In other words, come and see Bur, if they're standing there and davening, even if you don't know, Mistoma, you can start and say Mashi Baruch Mi Nagashim. There are other Rishonim who say, however, an interesting thing. They say that the Yerushalmi Shita, since it said before that you can't start before the Shliach Tzibur, is that in fact you don't. The Tzibur, the Yochid doesn't say Mashi Baruch Mi Nagashim until Mincha. And they had such a shita. And there is even such a minhag like this nowadays in some places. Yeah, that they only start at Mincha. So they want to say Kamon Litzleisa must mean, yeah, if a guy comes in late, then he can daven Mashi Baruch Mi Nagashim soon was announced. But otherwise, the taka starts from Mincha because the Shliach Tzibur has to say prior to your beginning. Okay, now, Kishen Shetchias Amesim B'chayim L'Olam, just like, why do we say Mashi Baruch Mi Nagashim in Ato Gibor, in the second Baruch Shemar Esek, because just like Tchias Amesim B'chayim L'Olam is life for the world, so to the coming down of rain, Chaim Lolam is life for the world. Learn from this pasuk. It says, "Yichayenu miyomayim." It's about Tchias Amesim. Hashem will resurrect us from the days past. Vayom Shlishi, on the third day, Yikimenu, He will resurrect us from Yichayel Fanav, and we will live before Him. V'nedon, we shall know, near the farm, we shall pursue, Ladas, is Hashem, to know God, Kishachar, Nochon Motzo, like a morning, properly found. And then, he doesn't go on and bring the rest of the pasuk, but it then says, and the rest of the pasuk, the Korban Eder brings it down, Yovo Kageshem Lonu. This Tchias HaMesim will come like rain upon us. So we see that Tchias HaMesim and rain are linked. See if it says, Vayomer Elio Atishbi, similarly, Vayomer Elio Atishbi, it's going to teach us also the rain is a life force. Vayomer Elio Atishbi, Mitosh Vegila, Elio Atishbi, he's the Elio, said, El Achav, Chai Hashem, he took an oath, Elokei Israel, by the God of Israel, Ashamati Lufana, before whom I stand. Im you are shonim elif, for the next years there will be any tau du umatar and rain. Kin lefid vare, I want to say so. Rabbi Brech, Yom Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Brech, name Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbanon, Charamar, they had a machlokas once, said, Bein ha-tau bin ha-motar nishmalo. God listened to him both on du and on rain. The other one, the Chorona Amar, the other said, Al Amotar Nishmalo, he listened to Hashem listening about rain, Al Atal Lo Nishmalo, however, he did not, Hashem did not desist from providing dew all those 3 years, I think it was, if I recall correctly, that Elio stopped the rain. He who said that Kosh Baruch Hu listened to him on the rain and not on the dew. Minodain Koryates, from the pasuk which appears at the end of these 3 years, it says, this is, I forget when we learned this, but this is the same after as Elio at Har HaKarmel, when he comes and he, you know, the Nevi'a Baal. It's one of the haftorahs. Is it Korah? Makes sense. Okay, so there, the prelude to that is that he brings the rain. So Leah, so Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, go show yourself to Achav, that no matar apnei adoma, and I will give rain on the face of the earth. He didn't say anything, Hashem didn't say anything about dew. So mistama, the dew didn't stop, it must have been only the rain stopped. Mandamar ben atal ben amotar lishmalo, says the Gemara, according to the opinion which holds, that Hashem listened to him both on the rain and on the dew, so there was no dew those years. So Echanu Hutar Nitro Shutal, so when did the dew return? In other words, here Hashem said, I'll give rain, but where did Hashem say he's going to give dew? When did the dew come back? When was the Neder Mutter? Amrei Tanchum Adroya, Rabbi Tanchum from Adroya said, Sarim Meimah, they hold Neder Shutar Miklolo Hutar Kulo. A neder which is partially severed is completely severed. Once it was severed on the rain, it was severed on the dew as well. Now the Parshas Drachim, who's the author by the Mishnah Melech, goes crazy on this Gemara. He leaves it so Gemara difficult because he takes this really a Gadik Gemara and learns it with halachic parameters. He says, first of all, that neder shutar miktsasa utar kulo is not a simple thing. Who said we don't necessarily pass them that way? It depends if the two things are linked integrally or not, and they're not necessarily integrally linked. Besides that, why do Elio have to be nimatir nether here? He said there'll be rain only al pitvaro. So here he said there should be rain. So he's not, doesn't have to be matir nether. The rain came because he gave the word. And also on the next part, he asked the question: Istaboy Meimar, those who want to say, Bivnashel Tzarfas, Tzarfis. The reason why Elio needed the rain, was Matir Neder on the rain, is because he needed the dew. Why? And that's where we know that the dew, how did Elio get back the dew even prior to the rain? Because he needed the dew for the following Maisa, to resurrect the son of the Tzarfis, or the Tzarfatis, where Elio called up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Vayikrol Hashem, he called to God, and he said, Vayomer, Hashem Elokai, Agam Ha'amona Asher Anim Yizgori Imo HaReosa, even to this widow with which I am dwelling, you did a bad thing, Lamisa Spinda, to kill her daughter, her son, give back the dew. Because the dew is the dew of resurrection. Tal Tchiyah. So here the Mishnah Melech again asks, he says, first of all, that's a spiritual dew. It's not a physical dew. Besides that, again, it's according to his say-so, right? So I would say that if we take all these questions seriously, I would say that the truth is Elio had charata. Because he saw, and one of the two ways to be he was being matir neder, because he had remorse. What was the remorse he had? He saw that Tal is essential to the world, right? Because he saw that Kodesh Baruch Hu obviously uses the concept of Tal, if not the actual Tal, for Mechatchias HaMesim. So he saw it's a positive thing. What's he going to cause the world to lose all the Tal all these years? So once he had Charata on the Tal, once he regretted the nether, so then Allah is be matir nether, and he was matir nether on the Tau at that point. That's according to this version. Now, according to the previous version, which said that it was matar, right, and that Tau, Hashem never listened to him, or Hashem never listened to him, or that nether shuter miktsaso hutar kulo. The truth is, the Mishnah Melech is right. Elio was not matir. Elio was not Matir's netter. But really, what happened was the Kodesh Baruch Hu just came and undermined it, and had it for him. It's almost like hafora, you know, like the husband is made for nidra ishto. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu was made for neder. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu was made for neder, so the whole neder goes. Neder shuta mitzasa utar kula. But anyway, that's just parenthetical. I'm Raidim and Pazi. Raidim and Pazi said, you know what this is like when Elio asked for the Hashem to resurrect this kid? It's like somebody in the old days, the doctors made house calls. It's like somebody who stole the satchel of a doctor. As the thief is leaving the house of the doctor, his son gets wounded. Chazar has to say, comes back to the doctor, the thief. Varmali says, Adoni Rofe, Rafe is Bini. My master, the doctor, heal my kid. So the doctor says, Lech Vachzer es anartik. Give me back the satchel. Shekominer Fulus Nosnibo, the Sunibo, in which all the medicines are placed. Vani Marape is Bincha, then I'll heal your kid. Kachmar Lo Kosh Baruch Leo, so too Hashem said to Leo, Lech Vater Netu Sheltau. You want this kid alive? So go be matir your neder on the physical tau, and she'ena meisim chayim elibit tlolim, because the meisim only resurrected by spiritual tau. Vani mechay benoshel tzorfis, and I'll take this and I'll resurrect this kid. Minayin she'ena meisim chayim elibit tlolim. I know that meisim are resurrected. With fedush nemar says yichyu beisecha, your dead people will be resurrected. Nivlasi, their corpses, your kamun will arise, or my corpse will arise. Hakitsu, awaken, v'rananu, and rejoice. Shochnei, up for those who dwell in the ground. Kitala ros talecha, because a dew of light is your dew. V'eretz refaim tapil. Now, according to the literal translation of these words, it means the land which is inhabited by Rishoyim, Rifoyim are Rishoyim, you will bring down. You will bring them down and bring up the dead Jews. But the way we darshan here, for some reason which I don't understand, is Mav Eretz Rifoyim Tapil, what does it mean? Bring down. What do these words mean? So it means Amrei Tanchu Madrayer, Tanchu Madrayer said, Va'ara Tafkidah Tifalate. The land, those who are given over to it for safekeeping, it's pikadon, they will release or relinquish. The land will release or relinquish. So I understand how those words, Eretz Rifayim Tapil, means that, but that's how Rabbi Tanchu Madrayer learns it. Rabbi Yaakov de Kfar Hanan, B'shem Hashem Elokish, the name of Hashem Elokish, B'shosh Osa Avram Ziknechem, as Zikenam, as Ritzoni, when Avram, their forefather, fulfilled my will, Nishbati Lo, I made an oath to him, Shani Maisi's town, but I'll never deprive his children of dew. So that's what, according to the opinion, that Leo was not able to stop the dew. Shani Maisi's town, but I'll never. My time, our pasuk teaches us this: Nishba Hashem v'loy nachem. Hashem took an oath, and He will not counteract or regret the oath. I told you, Avraham Avinu, coin l'olam will be the coin forever instead of Melchizedek, who lessened the loss of death. Look, see, Taman, it says there over there, lecha tal I don't know exactly how to read it. But in any event, the do is linked there to the linked there to Avraham Avinu, and give it to him as a present. It must be the same do of Tchias HaMeisim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pozi, B'dait Kei Nosnes Nesati Laviem. He learns that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to us as an inheritance to pass on from generation to generation. That's why when Yitzchak gave the Brach, Yaakov said, "Vita l'cholokim mital ha'shamayim, from the dew of the heavens." Okay, Amar Yeshua Batar Bar Nachman. He said, "B'shoach Yisrael b'nei de'averos, when Am Yisrael comes to sins, umaisim roim and bad deeds, hakshami netzorim." Rain cease. And they bring a certain old man or an old man, such as Rabbi Yosef Lee, prays for them. The rain comes down. That's how rain works. It's a cycle of prayer and response. Avalatal ein yere bishvil birya. Do is not brought down as a result of any individual. You don't need the supplication. It's not contingent supplication. My time will post teach us this. Asher lo yikavel ish, the do does not yearn, does not hope for a person. Nor will yearn for an individual, meaning it comes down on its own every night as is. Okay? The truth is, do, I don't think, does come down, technically speaking. It forms, it's condensation, I think, which forms on the grass, right? Because, you don't go outside in the middle of the night and feel dew falling. Rather, it's some moisture which crystallizes on the grass of the fields. That's my impression. Okay?
I'm just wondering what this how it's expressed in Torah.
It says Morid Atzal. Yeah, but it's not literal. It's just simply not literal.
Okay. I guess that itself is not. I'm just thinking of the tefillah that we say, with a whole different series of stuff written by Lozer Collier.
Yeah.
What's expressed there.
I remember.
Neither do I.
I usually know Shmona Esrei in the Yaf there. All right. Rabbi Zeb Shari Yechir said, Loya Omid Begesh, Loya Omid Begesh, and Yizkir Shaltal. This gets back to Halacha. If you're standing in the middle of winter, as I mentioned before, and you say, Mori, that's all, Emach Zirno, so you don't go to make him go back. But Tal, Yizkir Shogeshim, you're standing in the middle of the summer, and you say, Shogeshim, Emach Zirno, so that we make you go back. Ay, Votani, but Tal Brugos doesn't say that we're concerning dew and wind. The didn't make you to mention it. The rotsa asker maske they gave to you as an option, just like nowadays in the sukhashkin, as there are many communities which don't say morid atol. Lo da, it says more true, but nevertheless, lo da me ahu de mekel, to mention geshem in the middle of the summer is a klola. So there's no comparison between somebody who curses lehi de lo matzi v'lo mekel, and somebody who doesn't daven and doesn't curse. Or it's better not to say anything than say more, I guess, in the middle of the summer.
Rain in the middle of summer is deemed to be a klola?
Yes. By definition.
When I landed in Israel in 1967,
yeah,
it was the middle of August.
Yeah.
Driving from the airport, all of a sudden there was a cloud burst that lasted 2 minutes.
Really?
It was so unusual. I was going with my great uncle. Comment on it. You know, I thought it was normal. He said, "No, it's unusual."
Right, it certainly is. It never almost. I mean, I don't remember it ever happening when I was in Israel. Not that I've been there that often, but then yeah. So certainly a very strange thing. Right. Begesh and Vizkir shel Tal. Now vice versa. If you're in the middle of the winter and you mention Tal, you must hear also, because Tal is always a good thing. Now, Votani, didn't we learn? Wait a minute, didn't we learn? In Lo Shal, if you didn't say Saint Amotzi Vracha in Bir Baruch Aleinu, or Shlo Yizkir Gvuras Hashem, didn't mention Mashiva Ruach Mreda Geshem Tchias Amesim Machzir. No, so he made guy go back. Smart, no. But the Lo Yizkir Lo Tava Lo Matzir. So if he didn't mention neither Mreda Geshem nor Mreda Tov, he mentioned Mreda Tal, then you don't have to go back. Rabbi Zeir B'Shem Rav Chuna said, Lo Shav B'Birkas HaShem, Zeir B'Shem Rav Chuna said, Lo Shav B'Birkas HaShem, Moiv didn't say in Borech Oleinu, Omer B'Shomei HaTvila, you say in Shomei HaTvila, Uda Kavasa, ding, 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 Kavasa, Im Lo Yizkir Gvuras G'Shomim, he didn't say, Mashiv Ruch Amin HaGeshem, Mitchias HaMeisim, Omer B'Shomei HaTvila, you can say it in Shema Kuleinu, Mar it's a Kavachomer, Maim she'ela shumidoychak she'el asking for rain where we're really supplicating because we need it. Nevertheless, you can supplicate in b'di'evit fashion. Om Rav Shemayet feel like you do b'di'evit as kocha to mention, which is me'revach. In other words, it's not because we need it; it's a praise. Right? Lokoshkin is certainly not true. Certainly you can do it in the improper order. It's certainly not terrible. In other words, if a request, which is essential, you can slip up a little bit on where you make it. Certainly a mansion, which is not a center, you can slip up on where you make it and do it even in Shema Kuleinu. So, V'atari lo shah b'rikas ha'sharim, o shlo yizkir b'gvuras ha'shamim, b'tchias ha'mesim, it doesn't say, if you didn't say in Baruch Leinu, or in Mechai Mason, the respective sayings, Machzina say, make and go back. Rabbi Avrami, Achoid Rabbi Yossi, he said, B'shalom Rabbi Shomei Tefillah, or if you didn't say in Shomei Tefillah. Now, we don't pass in this way. We, the Bavli, do not paskin like this Yerushalmi. In fact, Rav Haigon does paskin like this Yerushalmi. The Brit paskin, if you miss Mashiach Mida Geshem, by the end of Mechai the Brach, Mechai Mason, you go back to the beginning. Barech Leinu, Taka get to Shema Koleinu. But it's not Barech Leinu. Saint Talmud, you get to Shema Koleinu. But not Mashiach Mida Geshem. So the Yerushalmi actually argues in the Bavli in this sense. It's interesting that we're Machmir on this. Because you figure Safek Brachos Lekula, you know that you say Nishma Koleinu, you know, that way you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei and say Brach Levatola, right? Yeah. But nonetheless, we are since the Bavli.
They're
not
gay
up with
them. They need the rain,
right?
You think?
Yeah, sure. And Bavli didn't even need it, right? But nevertheless, that's the way it goes. The Bavli won out on this one.
Also, Shma Koleinu is more of a personal supplication, isn't it? So. You're praying for rain for
true,
the entire country.
Right, true. But we do throw many things into Shema Koleinu, or things like that. Egon Uchozer, where do you go back to? So, in other words, you're the end of Shmoneh Esrei, where do you go back to? Yeva Kehaida, let's say, concerning this guy, Demar, Rabbi Shem, by Bola, like Shem Bola, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yochan, if you already moved your feet, you start taking your steps backwards, Chozel Chatchil, you go back to being in Shmoneh Esrei. Vim Lav, if not, Chozel Avad, you go back to Ritzei, to say Yahalav Yovo. Because, so to hear, imakas raglav, if you moved your feet, chozel chatchila, you go back to being of davening. Milav, if not, however, then chozel shomei tefillah, you go back only to shomei tefillah. Now, the thing is like this, we don't pass like this either. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down, although the, again, Rav Haigon passing the Yerushalmi in this, we passing, what happens if you pass Shema Koleinu? They didn't save St. Tom Walter? If you are going to show me, what's the other alternative?
Go back to
Baruch Aleinu. Yeah.
Can I go back to
Baruch Aleinu? If it's after Baruch Aleinu, you can say Shema Koleinu. Right. But if it's after Shema Koleinu, you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. That's how the Bavli goes. Which is again a shocking thing that we're passing against the Yerushalmi in this because it's suffering Brachos Lekula. But that's how we pass on Ochel Maisa. Now, what happens if Pidyevet, you didn't go back to Varech Aleinu, you only went to Shema Koleinu and said Shema Koleinu, you're okay. Right? This is different. The before, if you miss Mashi Baruch Meir Hagashem, that's it, you have to go back to being Shema Esrei no matter what. Here, there are no leniencies, even though the Bavli says you don't have to go back. But in terms of this one, St. Tom Mozart, if you forget it, Baruch Leinu, and it's Shema Koleinu, you're supposed to go back to Baruch Leinu. But if you didn't go back to Baruch Leinu, only to Shema Koleinu, but the evidence, that's good enough. Okay? Now, here's a very interesting, of course, ramification for ourselves. Aloha Maitse. Beninveh, the city of Ninveh, the Tzarchu Lemea Batani's Besar Pesach, need to make a tiny for rain after Pesach. Interesting thing, nor in Eretz Yisrael, the Mediterranean region, You don't have the need for rain after Pesach. But in other areas, I guess including Ninveh, there was a need for rain after Pesach. So the Shiloh was, how can we ask for rain if it's not the right time of year, right? Now this is also very nogea in, where would this be nogea? Halacha Maisa nowadays. We're in America. Not so much America. That's not what I'm thinking of. Anywhere south of the equator. Because their rainy season is the opposite time. It's a tremendous discussion in the postgame what they should do. The Maisa, they follow the Minigan Eretz Yisrael. In other words, they say Mashvaruch Hu Midah Geshem in Israel's rainy season, even though their rainy season is the exact opposite.
Yeah, because you're supposed to be davening for Eretz Yisrael, not davening.
It's not so simple, though. Because here, but so you're asking really for Siman Klala. You're davening New Guinea for rain in the middle of what's there summer, so Klala. From their perspective, it doesn't say Shema Yisrael. Atok Yibel Lo Shem Chai Meitzimat Rav Lo Shem Mashu Ruch Mina Geshem Beretz Yisrael.
But I thought that's what it, that's what's supposed to be.
Or saying Tam Motzli Bracha on Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't say explicitly. You're right, they use that logic, but it's a chiddush. Doesn't say in Shmoneh Esrei. So questions. So this is a similar case. They have similar cases. Australia, you know, when you said America, you should have said Americas. So Buenos Aires, you know, all these places. So they're the same as Nineveh. But Nineveh tzor tzrichel me'abatanis b'sar pischa. Asu m'shalom Rabbi Rebbe. So they asked Rabbi Nanosi. Some alone Rebbe. So Rebbe said to them, l'chu v'asu, go and do it. Uvachlo d'shana mitiva shel tefila. But he can't change the matbeah tefila. In other words, he can't say Mashu v'ruchu minah gershem. Oh, so if that's the case, echon omro, where can we ask for rain? So says my Rabbi Shula, Rabbi Yirmi Savar Meimar, Rabbi Yirmi said, Omer b'shamei tefila sayin in shamei tefila. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yirmi said, that's being mishana from the matbeah of tefila. Because we hold if you miss Mashu v'ruchu minah gershem in Baruch Hu, you can say it in Shema Kuleinu. So for them to say it in Shema Kuleinu would be changing the matbeah of tefila on the b'dievet level, right? So how can they be matur that, right? That's the question. It's a very good question. The Gemara will answer, but that's the Gemara's question. Again, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Lo Amar Rabbi Zir, B'Shem Rabbi Chuna, Din Rabbi Zir, Sen Neim, Rabbi Chuna, Lo Shah, B'Yerga Zashonim, O Shaloi Yitzkir Gwurz, Zashar, Mitchia Sa Amesim, Amar Shamei Atfila, V'Amla, and Rabbi, and Rabbi said, L'chu V'asubi, V'achlo, Tushana, Mitiva, Shatfila, he said, don't change, and this way you're changing. So, Daitid Rabbi Yossi, Echon, Omra, Kern Rabbi Yossi, Tak, where do you say it? Because Rabbi says, can't say it, Shmako, Leinu. So Zmar, I tell you, who Amr B'sheish B'sheishu Mosif. I thank you where you add six brachos to Shmona Esrei. That's a look. You have 24. We're going to have later in the Masechta. You have 24 brachos instead of 18. So tack it into one of those extra brachos, right? They're extra anyway. You can tack it in. You can paste it in there. Arkadun Tzibur Sheish L'Sheish says more. That works in the Tzibur because the Tzibur davens an extra six. Yachash Ein L'Sheish, an individual on Tainis who doesn't have an extra six, where is he going to say it? Amar Rabbi Chinin, and Chinin said, you know what? Lochin Amar Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rabbi Chuna. Didn't Rabbi Zira say the name Rabbi Chuna? Yachid Tovei Tzorach B'Shomei Tefila. If you want a brand new bicycle, you can ask for an Shomei Tefila. Any individual wants to ask for Shomei Tefila. So therefore, the Elu Tzorach of Haim, in Nineveh, they need rain during, after Pesach. This is their needs. They're not saying it. It's not being Mishanami Matbeat Tefila. Because they're not tapping into Shmak Olenu as the B'dievet Barech Olenu. They're tapping into Shmak Olenu as the place for catch-all personal needs. Okay, so that's why it works. Okay? Now, getting back to the question from a few minutes earlier. Am Rabbi Yechono, Tani Mitzvah Veni Udea, you said the evening, and of course you don't remember what you said. On Rabbi Yochanan Koshlo Shimyon, the first 30 days, Chazaka Mashu Lamud Ma Hizkir. It's a Chazaka, everything, whatever he's accustomed to saying, that's what he said. Mikam Bech, after 30 days, Mashu Tzorach Yazkir, whatever is the necessity of the year, that's what he says. So of course what this means is that during the first 30 days you have to assume you said the wrong thing, right? Unless the Maharami Rutenberg says he's brought down in the back here, say 90 times, which is the amount of times you would say Mashu V'ruchu Midah Geshem in 30 days. But the Chasam Sofer, it's a very famous Chasam Sofer, he argues. He says you have to say it 101 times. Not 90. And he says here, it's on the bottom of the Chasam Sofer, it's also in the Truas. He says that it's based on that which it says. It says, Kol Hashoyne Pirko Me'apami V'echod Lomim Heru Shochech. Anybody who learns the same thing over 101 times doesn't forget it very easily.
Yeah, We had that in the Batlis.
We had something like that.
Someone repeated the same sugya 100 times.
That was 400 times. That for sure works. But this even is a Gemara Chagi we have in a long time, even 101 times. So therefore, the Chasam Sofer holds 90 is not enough after 101. Of course, the question is, of course, Barech Aleinu, say far less than 90 times, beginning from the first day of Pesach. Because there are many fields which are Yom Tov and Shabbos, right? But nonetheless, we do it, you know, low plug. We don't draw any distinctions. So we make you say either 90 or 101 times, depending whatever it is, and that'll be sufficient. Okay? Says Gemara, right? Bava Shem Mechuda said a lot of typos in there. In the next line, Beis Yom Tov Shel Goliath. Now, this opinion, which Rabbi Boaz say, is brought down in the Bavli in the name of Rav, which is Rabbi Boaz, I guess, because the full name is Rabbi Abba. But it's I don't think so though. I take that back because it says Rabbi Bava Shem Rabbi Chuna. I don't think Rav would say anything named Rav Chuna. But anyway, it says that this appears brought down in the Gemara, in the Bible is Rav, and we know Pasuk like Shmuel. It says, based on the time of Shal Goliath, first the 2 days of Goliath, Mazkir, on both days, your Mazkir ben Musaf. I'm changing the gear, so like the Korban Ahita does. Mazkir ben Musaf, you say, Mashu Rechem Yageshem, may tell depending on what the case may be, only in Musaf. Veino maskir b'mincha, but mincha the first day, you don't say it again, okay? And the shacharis, and shacharis also next day, you don't say it either. And then umaskir and arvis too, should be mincha, arvis, and shacharis. And you don't then umaskir b'musaf, you do mention musaf. So it's interesting. He holds that Yantav Sheni is Mamash repetition of Yantav Rishon for all things. It is like Yantav Rishon, you went Marav and Shachris, you didn't say it, and Musaf, you didn't say it. So to now you start the cycle again. Mincha, Shachris, and Mincha, Marav, and Shachris, you don't say it. And Musaf, the second day, you start again. It should be great for shuls. They could have 2 days Tfilas Geshem, 2 days Tfilas Tal. Great for all those Chazonim who want to show off. But Lamaisa, we don't pass that way. We pass that once you start saying on Shmini Atzeres, or first day Pesach, you continue with them. Right after Sukkot. Chanai ben Achai Rabbi Shua said, Chanachi Rabbi Shua said, but Goyla lo Nogu came. The goal of the Mrs. Minig is not like that, but rather like our Minig is they El Achishim Yom B'Tkufa. They only start 60 days after fall begins. When is that?
December
4th or 5th, based on the Gregorian calendar. Right? Shmuel my aloha kechanani ben achi, Yoshua Shmuel said alochas like him. The Tani came and learned that as well. By medvarim, we're going to switch the words here. By medvarim, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. When do you start taking the Amotar of Pesukas time in Eretz Yisrael? Well, chutzlart, hakol is me as mine, everything is relative based on the time, called Fiamara and the circumstances, and therefore it starts 60 days later. Hardly a time of Geshem that's only by rain. Avol betal, Imrotzalask, we already said this. Imrotzalask, we call him Moser Shona Mask, we mentioned all the time. Omra Yeshua said, Hoil Veina Kshua means Simon, this is okay. Back to the Mishnah, he told him, Hoil Veina Kshua means Simon Brocha Bachak, it's not a Brocha, Lomu Mask, why do you mention it? Omra Levelezer says, Afuo no Imrel, Ashim Brocha Minagashim, on us, it's just a mention of the proper time. But no, so mean Chavim, it's Chias Amesim, at their time, they're precious like Chias Amesim. That's a quote from our Mishnah, more or less. Rabbi Yisrael said, "The Tmiyan, I'm astounded. Hey, Chabon, I'm a dami serious, Kishav and Tchiyas HaMeisim. How can the rabbis compare rain to Tchiyas HaMeisim? So, dami, they're not similarable. Boy, by an usher, Yechun, Meisai, Kolemas. Person wants the Tchiyas HaMeisim whenever it comes. Lo, boy, an usher, Yechun, Mitra, Kolemas. Person doesn't want rain all the time." Mora doesn't answer his question. Mora just leaves it difficult. So the bottom line is that it's a kasha and Rabbi Lezer. How can you say they're similar to Tchias HaMeisim? Simply not the case. Now getting back to Mishnah, Omer and Kaden Lo Mi Amazkir. It should be actually Omer Lo. Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, Yeshua said to Rabbi Lezer, like you, you should always mention Mashi Baruch, since it's never a request. It's always just a shevach. Mechav v'shitas hid Rabbi Lezer. That's an ingenious question. which more, of course, doesn't answer. Rabbi Lezer contradicts himself, and Rabbi Chava Shitas, Rabbi Shua contradicts himself. The spiral going to have another machlokas, just completely out of left field, completely out of left field. Rabbi Lezer Amar, if any Israelis in tshuva, any going loyalum. If I'm still never does tshuva, they're never going to be redeemed. Shneimar says, Beshuva, meaning tshuva, return, v'nachas, and pleasantness, tiboshehu, you'll be redeemed. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, if that's the case, if Am Yisrael stands stubbornly and doesn't do tshuva, any going on will never be redeemed. Amalei Lezer said, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'alem Melech Kosher Kaman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them a tough king like Kaman, U'miyahim Ha'itin Tshuva, Nidhe the Tshuva Ve'nigoli, and they'll be redeemed. My time, what Pasuk teaches this, Ve'sor U'liyakob, be a time of travail for Yaakov, and Mimenu Yivashayah, from that they'll be redeemed. Now, of course, the question is, why is this Akash? It's a beautiful Gemara about Tshuva and about Am Yisrael's redeemed. Why is this Akash and what right with that on the issue of Machi Baruch Hu Midah Geshem? So Pnei Moshe says a really beautiful pshat, a stunning pshat. It must be true, but it's still beautiful. Says that we say Gal Yisrael every day. Right? Say Gal Yisrael every day. But according to Blazer, can the Gula come every day? Can the Gula come every day?
Why not?
You need tshuva, right?
Maybe
you
can do tshuva every day.
He says you can do tshuva, but it's not. It's how can we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu then that He's Gal Yisrael if it's really us who have to be Goyal ourselves? We have to do tshuva, right? We say Baruch Ato Hashem Gal Yisrael, or right after Kriya Shema. But it's not Hashem who redeems us. Who redeems us?
Ourselves.
Ourselves.
Yeah, but aren't we asking Hashem to redeem us?
That maybe is in Shemot Esrei when we say Reivon Yenu. But now we say Tzuri So Kumo Bezos Yisro. Well, actually, it is also a request. You're right, it is a request.
I mean, it would be rather brazen of us to say that He's redeeming us, because He's not. Where we want him to.
Mm-hmm. He says, "Going Goli Esrei." Goli Shmon Esrei. I guess the language of Goel means current tense. But I don't know. I don't. What? No. Before Shmon Esrei, it's Goli Yisrael. But Reivon Yenu is Goel Yisrael. Yeah. Maybe it's just on language. We say Hashem is redeeming Am Yisrael, but that's not true. We have to redeem ourselves. That maybe is it. That's Gal Yisrael. We understand in past tense, like we say before Shemini Esrei, because that's about the past. But if you've been present, Gal Yisrael, we can't say, because we have to redeem ourselves. That's what the Pnei Moshe says. So he says that by Geula, yes, how can we be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on it? Hashem doesn't do the geula. Hashem gives us rain, but He doesn't give us the geula. So how can we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's up to us. And Rabbi Yeshua, vice versa. Rabbi Yeshua says that the Am Yisrael doesn't do tshuva, as any way they're going to be redeemed, right? So Gal Yisrael makes sense, right? But the thing is Hashem redeeming us today? Were you redeemed today?
No.
But we say Gal Yisrael. So why can we say Mashiach Baruch Hu Midah Geshem even if it's not raining today? Rabbi Yeshua was very stringent. He said, it's not raining today, you can't say Mashiach Baruch Hu Midah Geshem. So if it's not Geula today, how can you say Gal Yisrael? So the Yerushalmi doesn't bother answering these questions. Again, according to Lezer, it's difficult, because Lezer says, by rain, you can say Mashiach Baruch Hu Midah Geshem even if it's not the rainy season, right? Because Hashem always gives rain. Hashem is the Baal Koyach to give rain, I should say. So we're Mishareh. It's fine. But if it's because Hashem is always the Baal Koyach, why do we say Gal Yisrael? There, He's not the Baal Koyach. Who's the authority on Geula? We are. That's Kasher Rabbi Lezer. Of course, we can answer the question relatively easily, but that's the question. And Rabbi Yeshua's question also, which we can respond to relatively easily, but nonetheless, the more content the question is, Rabbi Yeshua says you can't mention Mashiach Baruch Hu Midah Geshem when Hashem's not giving rain. other than the rainy season. If that's the case, how can you mention Gula if Hashem's not giving Gula now? Okay, because it's not the time of Gula. So of course you can give an answer to that too. There are different kinds of Gula, Hashem's Gula, but that's the question which the Yerushalmi means to ask. And we'll come back to Tshuva and Gula tomorrow.